What were the road conditions like that you were riding on?
I'd say at least half, maybe more than half, were unpaved roads. Thankfully, Cambodia is very flat, so it wasn't so difficult. We averaged about 70, 80 kilometers a day, but on some days it was like 35 degrees, so it was hot. So we'd try to leave at around 6 o'clock in the morning. A lot of mornings we saw the sunrise. We'd grab some breakfast at a roadside market or something, noodles, that kind of stuff. And so the roads were unpaved, and the dirt in Cambodia is very red. It's like a red clay.
But very dusty, though, right?
Very dusty. So we had to wear scarves around our faces. When we arrived in the evenings at our destination, we were absolutely filthy. And I always looked at myself and thought, wow, I got such a great tan today. And then I got out of the shower and realized it was all dirt, completely dirt. So we'd have to, yeah, a lot of Cambodians, so it's called a krema. It's a kind of scarf they wear around the mouth. And like when they travel in the back of trucks and things, because the dust is phenomenal.
Although the dust in some ways might have helped with the maybe sun protection or from the rays. Did you find that, like, because you were covered in dust, that maybe like you didn't get sunburn?
I did put a lot of sunscreen on every day because I was worried about that, and perhaps it did protect us. Yeah, in that way, it just made us dirty.
So what do the locals think? So you're driving through, this is, you know, Cambodia is a very rural country.
It is, and we chose some of the most rural areas because we wanted to see some of the more picturesque areas. I mean, it's stunning, the landscape there is stunning. There's a word in Cambodian language for foreigner, which is barang, and we got very used to hearing this word. Kids would come running across the field shouting barang 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 barang, and they'd line the roads and they'd be like, hello, 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 I love you, hello, hello. So we got used to this waving and cheering. I think they probably thought we looked like from another planet because we were on these quite high-tech mountain bikes laden with front and rear panniers. We had some film equipment with us. A friend of ours had put a bracket on the front of his handlebars with a camera on it, and we often would have our iPods, our digital cameras out. They probably had never seen anything like us coming through. And then when we'd stop at these roadside kind of cafes, we'd just lay our bikes down beside the road, and they'd all come round and have. But they were so polite and courteous and very reserved people. They never touched any of our stuff. They were always very respectful, and I had a very positive experience. Before we went there, I met quite a few people, quite a few Cambodians even, who said, oh, you can't do it, it's dangerous, you know, you can't do it, you're going to get robbed, there's bandits, it's going to be really dangerous. And we didn't encounter a single danger. And in the whole 2 months, six riders, we had one puncture in the whole time. It was amazing. It was absolutely
amazing. You only had one flat tire?
One flat tire. That was it. And we had no problems with the bikes.
And these are bumpy roads.
Bumpy roads. Yeah, we were blessed. We went and had a blessing in a Buddhist temple before we set out, and the monk blessed us for safe travel, blessed our bikes, and that was a nice ritual to do before we embarked on the. But it worked.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.